Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
As we have been working our way through Paul's little epistle to Philemon, we've come to a surprising concept as we get close to the end of the epistle. It is what I have called obligations of grace. For here we learn that grace incurs obligations. And that's a strange thought to some of God's people, but it's clearly presented to us in this epistle as well as other places in Scripture, as I will show you on the broadcast today. But the text is Philemon verses 19 and 20. In verse 19, we find a gentle nudge, and in verse 20, a personal request. But here's what it says. The first part of verse 19 is Paul obligating himself to pay Onesimus' debt to Philemon when he says, "I, Paul, am writing to you with my own hand. I will repay." But the last part of verse 19 is where Paul mentions the obligation that grace has laid upon Philemon when he says, "Not to mention to you that you owe me even your own self besides." And this is a very timely reminder to bring into sharp focus in Philemon's mind that though Onesimus owes him a debt which can be monetized, we can calculate the monetary amount of the of whatever it was that Onesimus stole from Philemon and what altogether he might owe to him by way of a financial obligation. There is, however, on the other hand, a debt that Philemon owes to Paul that cannot really be monetized, but nevertheless it is genuine. And it is the debt of gratitude that Philemon owes Paul because Paul was the instrument that brought the gospel to him that God used to bring him to new birth. And that is a debt. That is an obligation. Grace incurs obligations. Lest you are still reluctant to accept my word for this, we shall explore a few other texts on the broadcast today. So thank you for joining me on this Friday, December 1. Many thanks for remembering that we depend upon radio listeners in order to pay the bills to stay on this station. Well, Paul mentions that Philemon owes him a debt. And what we have here is what I will call a spiritual material principle. In other words, a material return for a spiritual benefit received. And that actually is a link that is forged quite frequently throughout the New Testament. But again, think what I'm saying before we start looking at other verses. Paul says, and I back up to verse 17, "If then you count me as a partner, receive him, that is Onesimus, as you would me. But if he has wronged you or owes you anything, put that on my account. I, Paul, am writing to you with my own hand. I will repay. Not to mention to you that you owe me even your own self besides." And Paul turns Philemon into a debtor. Onesimus is a debtor to Philemon. Everybody agrees on that. Nobody's questioning that. Onesimus has a debt. He stole from Philemon. He has a debt. He needs to make restitution. He can't. He's broke. Paul offers to pay it on his behalf. That's another subject for another day that we've already previously covered. But Paul says, before we move on from that subject, the debt that Onesimus owes to you, Philemon, let me make clear that you owe a debt to me. You, Philemon, owe a debt to Paul. And that may not be quite so clear, but that's what Paul says, not to mention to you that you owe me even your own self besides. And this is what I've called a spiritual material principle. It is a spiritual principle of reciprocity. Grace received incurs expectation of return. And since we can't strictly monetize that debt, we can still acknowledge it by a material return for spiritual benefits. And that is indicated several places. Where do we find that? Well, let's start with Romans chapter 15, verses 26 and 27. Paul says, "But now I am going to Jerusalem to minister to the saints." He's writing to the church at Rome. He's telling them, among other things, that he hopes to come to see them, which eventually, of course, he did. But before he goes there, he's got to go to Jerusalem. And he says, "Now I'm going to Jerusalem to minister to the saints, for it pleased those from Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints who are in Jerusalem. It pleased them indeed, and here's the point, here's the main heart of it, and they are their debtors." Here's a debt, similar to the one in Philemon. "For if the Gentiles have been partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in material things." You see the spiritual material principle? Let me see if I can spell it out. Paul says, "I am going to Jerusalem and I'm taking with me a collection, a significant sum of money that has been raised in the Gentile churches, many of them at least, to express our gratitude to the church in Jerusalem, made up of Jewish Christians, because we acknowledge that our salvation has come to us through human channels that can be traced back to Jerusalem and to Jewish believers there. And because that is true, that if it had not been for the Jews in Jerusalem who'd believed the gospel and the Jews in Jerusalem who spread the gospel, the Jews in, I'm talking about Jewish Christians, of course, in Jerusalem who supported missionaries who went out with the gospel, if all that had not happened, then we would not have received the gospel, but we did. And we are debtors to them in spiritual things, and we're going to acknowledge that debt and discharge it, at least in part, by sending an offering of money to help them in their time of need. "It pleased them indeed, for they are their debtors, for if the Gentiles have been partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in material things." If Gentile Christians are debtors to Jewish Christians in spiritual things, as they obviously are, says Paul, Paul himself, of course, being a Christian Jew who had taken the gospel to them, he was one who was originally part of this church in Jerusalem. So if the Gentile Christians are debtors to the Jewish Christians in spiritual things, it is their duty to minister to them, the Jewish Christians, in material things. Duty. That doesn't sound like a take it or leave it proposition. A matter that's strictly voluntary. It would be nice and the loving thing to do. But don't lay any obligation on me. Don't call this a debt. Don't call this a duty. Well, Paul does. If you're not willing to, then you're going to have to take this up with the Apostle Paul. Don't argue with me. Argue with him, because he's the one who raises this principle several times in the New Testament. I take another text in 1 Corinthians 9:11. If we have sown spiritual things for you, said Paul to the Corinthian church, is it a great thing if we reap your material things? Again, the spiritual material principle. You've benefited from us spiritually, so it's only right, it's only fitting that we should reap from you materially. If we have sown spiritual things for you, is it a great thing if we reap your material things? Verse 13, do you not know that those who minister the holy things eat of the things of the temple, and those who serve at the altar partake of the offerings of the altar? Even so, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. There it is again. The preaching of the gospel, is that material or spiritual? Well, that's spiritual. But those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel, that is, from the results of the gospel they preach, that is, from the people who have heard it and received it. They should make their living. They should be fed. They should be clothed. They should be taken care of physically from the people who have benefited from their preaching the gospel. Preaching the gospel is a spiritual thing. Receiving the gospel is a spiritual thing. But Paul says it's only right that they should reap your material things in return. The spiritual material principle. One more text outside of Philemon, and then we'll get back to the book of Philemon. And that's in Galatians 6:6. And here we read, let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Teaching the word, is that a spiritual or material action? It's a spiritual one. You're teaching the word. But what is the sharing of good things with him who teaches? That's the monetary part, the material part. That is a return for the spiritual benefit received. So here it is. Monetary obligations can be generated by spiritual activities. In other words, the obligations of grace. Grace incurs obligations. That's what Paul is teaching, and that's what he's saying to Philemon. Yes, Philemon, Onesimus owes you a debt. And Philemon, I'm offering to pay the debt. I'm promising to pay it. I'm obligating myself to pay it. I'm writing with my own hand, I will pay it. I, Paul, am writing with my own hand. I will repay. But while we're talking about Onesimus's physical debt, his financial debt, let me remind you of a debt that you have, which is forged. It is brought into being by the spiritual benefit that you have received, the grace that has come to you from God through a messenger of God, a human messenger by the name of Paul. So not to mention to you that you owe me even your own self besides. Just don't forget that, Philemon, while we're talking about this. Now, the truth of the matter is that spiritual obligations, spiritual debts, are actually bigger than material ones, because a monetary obligation can be fully satisfied. Whatever monetary debt Onesimus owed to Philemon can be repaid in full. Here it is, the full amount. Write me a receipt. The debt is discharged. It's over. But how can you fully discharge the debt of grace? How can you possibly return enough monetarily to offset the benefit that you have received from the gospel coming to you and the Holy Spirit birthing you into the family of God through the gospel? There's no way to discharge that debt. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.